Greetings and welcome to the Weekend Astrology Podcast for the 14th of May, 2021. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope, coming to you from upstate New York on a beautiful, chilly morning, here with an update of the astrology for the next few days. We'll take the planetary movements out through Monday when the moon ingresses the sign Leo. Backtracking a bit, Tuesday was the Taurus new moon. That was a rather action-packed Taurus new moon. You can scroll down a couple of editions on the Daily Planets page and find my podcast about that. Additionally, Jupiter, looking back over my shoulder for a moment, Jupiter entered Pisces for the first time in 12 years on May 13th. That was on Thursday at 6:35:49 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. By the way, all times in this program are going to be in Eastern Time. There's just too many time zones to be rattling them off for the entire world. So please do the calculations against New York time. Okay, so Jupiter entered Pisces, and this to me is a message about wholeness and completion. Pisces is a sign that I think of as symbolizing the ocean refuses no river. And without Pisces, it is difficult to appreciate life or see the beauty of much of anything. All of the things just about that we really love the most, including art and music and romance and passion and all of that, have their roots reaching deep into Pisces, the most cosmic of all of the signs. And so one of the things going on with Pisces right now is that Neptune has been in this sign since 2011, 2012, and you would think that would provide a lot of substance for Pisces, but the problem with Neptune is that it can come across in human consciousness like a deficit of some kind. So in a certain way, we have been running negative Pisces, and this has been very challenging, particularly for those born under the sign Pisces or who have Pisces rising. And so now, for the first time in quite a while, we have a whole lot of substance added to Pisces. Jupiter is not only the largest planet and the planet that bosses around the entire solar system, but it is also much denser than Saturn. And I know that astrology counts Saturn as the lord of substance and structure and heaviness and all of that. Well, that's not a metaphor that we can find directly in its physical constitution. It is actually less dense than Jupiter. So Jupiter is kind of like a second sun. Think of it as a sun that did not quite light up, but there's something like 80 or 90 natural satellites, and it is quite a thing. I would love to watch Jupiter rise from one of those gigantic moons. Okay, so meanwhile, so that covers the new moon that took place Tuesday, and then Jupiter entering Pisces. Now, the thing about Jupiter in Pisces is it is switching off with Jupiter in Aquarius. So we've just lived through Jupiter in Aquarius since about the third week of December. And then Jupiter in Pisces now will last until about December 28th, when Jupiter retrogrades back into Aquarius. We get a few more months of Jupiter in Aquarius, and then Jupiter will then go clear across Pisces at some point in the spring of 2022. Okay, that's looking way far ahead for the weekend program. Today, Friday, the moon has entered Cancer as of
the moon will enter Cancer at 9:30 p.m. I thought that was 9:30 a.m.
The moon will enter Cancer at 9:30 p.m. again Eastern Time. So right now, as I'm recording and all through the day on Friday in most of the time zones where our listeners are, the moon will be in late Gemini. Let me just get a look at that because I'm working with printed charts, which I prefer to do. Right. So as of this recording, Jupiter is at 24 degrees and 16 minutes of Gemini, and so that means that it's got about 12 hours left in Gemini. Remember, the moon moves about 1 degree every 2 hours. It is pretty easy to figure that out. The moon does move slower or quicker through the signs, depending on whether it's at apogee or at perigee. Lately, it is at perigee because the new moon was conjunct. Apogee because the new moon was conjunct the lunar apogee, also called the black moon Lilith. Okay, so when the moon enters Cancer, it will make a trine to Jupiter in Pisces. That's a nice big opening. Again, that takes place at about 9:30 Eastern time. Now, then begins a somewhat tumultuous journey of the moon through Cancer. It's the moon tends to be in cardinal signs over the weekend. This has been going on for quite a while. Cardinal signs are the signs where the season begins. That would be Aries, which begins spring. Cancer begins summer. Libra begins autumn. Capricorn begins winter in the northern hemisphere. In the southern hemisphere, just flip that. Everything else seems to run in a slightly different way. Looking forward to getting down there someday and seeing how it feels, or feeling how it sees. So the moon enters Cancer, and then the next thing that happens is that on Saturday, the next big thing that happens is the moon makes a square to Chiron in Aries. And so moon-Chiron aspects, particularly square conjunction opposition, tend to be emotionally intense. They are emotionally challenging aspects, but they also bring out something deeper. And they tend to want to connect physical and emotional reality, and so it's a good time to stick with your feelings and to not abandon your feelings. And a lot of the reason why people struggle with their feelings is because they are feeling pain or guilt or anger. And speaking of potential anger, the moon is conjunct Mars May 16th. That would be Sunday. At 1:05, really 1:06 a.m., again, Eastern Daylight Time. And the moon making this conjunction to Mars means the moon is also making a quincunx to Saturn, which is exact. And then there's something else in that degree range floating around, but I can't quite seem to find what it is. Anyway, so more than adequate to comment on moon conjunct Mars in Cancer. So this is about reconciling with mom. I know that Mother's Day was a week ago, I guess, but there is something here about mom, and there is something here about the feminine principle. And we get this mixture of the moon in Cancer meeting Mars in Cancer, and so there is something here about working out a kind of a gender integration. This is a very challenging thing. It's a big topic of our time. The moon is also quincunx Saturn, and that is saying that this is a very good time to get a sense of what you are feeling and then make the kinds of structural and mental level changes that you need to make to adapt to it. Finally, the moon enters Leo at 8:43 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday the 17th. We have about, from that point, three more days of the sun's run through Taurus, and then the sun enters Gemini on the 20th. I'll have more to say about that in the week ahead, the newly created, matching, corresponding program to this one, called the Week Ahead Astrology Podcast, which most weeks will post on Sunday nights. I'm going to do a new Planet Waves FM tonight. That usually goes up at about 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday nights. And in addition, we are offering the new Gemini reading. That's about to come out next week. And we are offering a sale, see the top of the page, a sale on Aries and Taurus as well. Write to us if you have any questions, office@planetwaves.net. You can give us a call anytime you want at area code 845-481-5616. If you leave a message, somebody will get back to you pretty soon. They won't be playing a game of phone tag. We love when our customers and our clients call so that we can actually speak to you and hear from you and find out a little bit about who you are. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a Planet Waves reader or customer or my astrology client. You are listening to the music of Vision Quest. This is me and the Daniels, Daniel Grimsland on bass guitar, and Daniel Sternstein playing this magnificent lead guitar. And then on this particular piece, I am playing synthesizer. This is one of my favorite Vision Quest pieces. We'll include the whole thing below. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Stay in touch.